social care workers have been warned that they may not be able to continue working if they fail to register with the regulator Coru before this weekend. By law, anyone using the title social care worker or working in a professional social care setting must be registered to continue practicing. Workers have had 2 years to get on the register, with the final deadline this weekend, and it's estimated that thousands have yet to complete the process. Charlotte Burke is with Social Care Ireland, which provides support and advocacy for social care workers, and she's with us now. Charlotte, good morning. And maybe you could start by telling us what exactly a social care worker is, because I know that they work in many different settings, don't they?
They do. Thank you for having us on here this morning, Justin. Yes, so I'm a registered social care worker myself. I worked in the field for 20 years in the disability sector. So Social Care Ireland, you know, we're delighted that we've got to this and we're having this recognition with Coru, you know, that as a professional, qualified social care workers. So we would work critical frontline services with vulnerable children and families, maybe in disabilities or the homeless services, residential care, youth and community. So there's loads of emerging practice areas that we work in now. And what will happen is if you're not registered as a social care worker, you will be unable to continue in that role. Mm. And it could cause employment disruption or applying for new roles. So I suppose that's what we're concerned about, that the register is closing this Sunday, and the 30th of November.
People have had 2 years to get on the register with the regulator Coru. How many have registered so far, and how many are estimated that have yet to do so?
We have 3,723 as of yesterday approved with Coru, and then we have 13,081 in the system. And that means those 13,081 have applied and they're waiting for their application to be processed. So it has to go through six or seven stages in order to be approved. So they're all in the system at the moment.
And do we know how many people may not have engaged with the system at all?
We're not sure of those numbers yet, Justin, because not everybody works under the title directly as a social care worker. We've got many different variations of the title. So that's, you know, really important that people understand that you mightn't necessarily be called a social care worker, but if you feel you are doing the role of a social care worker, there is the option and the opportunity to apply to Coru currently.
What happens then if people don't, people who should be registered, if they don't get themselves on the register by this weekend?
Well, it's going to be a legally protected title by Monday. So, you know, I can't speak to individual cases, but in the past with other professions, you can be taken to court because it's a legally protected title. So we're the 12th profession to be registered with Coru. So social work have been registered since 2014, your physiotherapy, OT, speech and language. There's 26 health and social care professionals come under the remit of Coru.
Right. And if all of the people who should be registered don't, I mean, then you're going to lose people from the system. They effectively won't be entitled or won't be allowed to work, will they?
Absolutely. It'll cause employment disruption. Also, if they want to apply for a new role, they'll become protected. Those roles will be protected for social care workers. So, yes, it could cause an employment disruption. Absolutely. Okay. And we already have a shortfall with recruitment and retention.
Is there a possibility that Sunday's deadline then could be extended?
It won't be extended. No, definitely. That comes from Peru. That won't be extended.
Right. And so for people then who need to get on the register, what should they be doing?
They need to go on. There's an online portal on the Coru webpage. There's also any support we have on our website, Social Care Ireland's website. We've been working together with the sector, preparing them. So that's what we're here for, to help engage and support so they can get onto Social Care Ireland or onto the Coru webpage. There's an online portal and they need to upload their paperwork.
All right. Charlotte, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Charlotte Burke from Social Care Ireland. It's 7:46.